climate scientists have been making a connection between more greenhouse gases, higher global temperatures, and more water vapor in the atmosphere. Thomas Carl directs climate research for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He told a science meeting in Chicago yesterday that in major grain-growing areas like the north central U.S., the increase in water vapor is very important.
Because when the weather patterns that normally traverse the globe, when they occur with more water vapor, then there's potential for more rainfall occurring in a shorter amount of time than would normally occur.
Carl says the more frequent downpours can cause a lot of problems on farms, including an increase in soil erosion. The expected precipitation change comes as demographers are predicting the world population will grow from its current 7 billion to more than 9 billion by 2050, and scientists aren't sure there'll be enough food grown to feed many low-income people. If the predicted effects on climate change can't be prevented, Stanford University professor Paul Ehrlich says steps should be taken to slow the growth in population.
Starting with giving equal rights to women around the world, giving everybody in the world access to modern contraception and backup abortion.
Others raised the controversial idea of a second green revolution, dramatically increasing the yields of farm fields. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.